Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
We just went live on Facebook, so if you want to call us, you can. I know most people are just getting the feed, so I'll give the number now, but I'll try to give it again. Because it's 51 after. We have like 8 minutes to get calls on the line. 877-77-BOBBY. I'll come back to that in a minute. A unicorn-obsessed mother changed her name. It used to be Marie Naisbitt. It's a fine name, huh?
Yeah.
Marie Naisbitt. But again, she's obsessed with unicorns. And she was also inspired by Marie Kondo's show. And so her new name is Marie Unicorn Sparkles. And she said her old name did not bring joy to her. It didn't spark joy.
Wow, okay.
She thought her new name suited her better. Marie Unicorn Sparkles. I got no problem with it.
It's fine.
Whatever.
It's weird, but I don't think weird is bad. And sometimes I'm like, man, that's so weird. I don't think weird is bad. Weird can be bad. Weird can be awesome. Weird can be neither. Weird can just be something to make somebody feel good. And if she feels better as Marie Unicorn Sparkles, that's a little kooky, but good. But
good,
I'm a little kooky. Good for her. If it makes her a better person, great. But you know the person working at the office is like, okay, ma'am, I have your paperwork here. Marie Nesbitt. Your new name's going to be...
She can't do it.
And then they're looking around going, is there a camera on me? That is from The Mirror. So big shout out to Marie Unicorn Sparkle. Miss Sparkles.
Miss Sparkles.
Miss Sparkles. All right. Here's some news. Netflix's Stranger Things to end with its 5th season. Here's some other news. Had no idea it went past season 2.
Yeah. Me neither.
Netflix's Stranger Things is coming to an end. The show has been renewed for season... Are they like 30 now?
Yeah, they're not kids anymore.
They're like in their
right?
second mortgage, fighting a ghost while trying to get their payment on time. It's final season, season 5. In the statement, Stranger Things creator said, 7 years ago, we planned out the complete story arc for Stranger Things. At the time, we predicted the story would last 4 to 5 seasons. It proved too large, telling into 4, but la la la. Premiere date has not been announced. I loved 1.
Oh, 1 was great.
It was awesome. I watched 2 and really liked 2, but then I think for some reason just lost interest. Because I think I was like, how many times can they tell the story? And I didn't care about the characters that much. I cared about what they were trying to do. Does that make sense? I cared about that second world. I haven't seen it in so long, I don't remember.
Yeah, the parallel?
Yeah, like that was cool to me. I wanted to find out what was happening, but I didn't really care about the characters and what they were up to. Now, Mike D., I believe you are one of the people, one of the many, obviously, because it's being renewed, that has watched all seasons?
Yeah, I think season 3 was like the best season.
Wait, have they not done 4?
They haven't put four out yet. Four comes out this year.
So they're announcing...
Yeah, that fifth will be the final one. So fourth comes out later this year.
That makes sense.
That makes sense, too, because I didn't completely miss on four. I'm not going to watch it, but I saw one, two, I think. There were new characters in two, right?
Yeah.
Does it start out like they're in a van driving down a road?
Season two, yeah.
Yeah.
And then season three is out, takes place like at a mall. It's good.
Season three is in Hawaii. It's like sitcoms. They have all their places they go throughout Hawaii, Japan...
Does it still stay in the 80s, or is it 80s or
70s? Yeah, season three was in 85, so I think this next one will be right after it, so probably 85, 86.
But they look way older, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
But a year, well, I don't,
Because it's been, what, 4 years since they started?
I guess the benefit Maggie Simpson had was she was a cartoon.
Correct.
Yeah. They stay the same age. There you go. It's from Daily Mail. By the way, if you're watching our Facebook feed, call us. We got a few minutes. We'd love to grab your calls. Love to talk to you on the post show. 877-77-BOBBY. 877-77-B-O-B-B-Y. Would love to have you on. It's official. Southwest Airlines is bringing back alcohol on planes for the first time since 2020, which is good and bad. I guess good if it's a long flight and you just like to have a little drink because you get a little wound up, a little anxious. Bad because of every single news story that's happened since pandemic started where people are fighting.
Lots of stories.
So either it's going to magnify the problem and make people worse or maybe chill some people out.
I like it, but I'm afraid as to what it's going to do.
I know. Flight attendants are probably like, oh,
maybe
gosh.
It just makes everybody CTFO.
Yeah.
Chill. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. I was like, I have no idea what that means.
Mm-hmm. Chill.
I doubt it.
That'd be cool.
That's usually not what alcohol does. Now, if they were passing out, here's a gummy for you, sir.
Chill out.
That make them chill out. But they are bringing that back. Let's look at Mike D and I were up late last night. Well, first of all, Eddie, the families went to dinner. My wife and I, Eddie and his wife.
A little double date.
And then Mike D and I were up pretty late last night looking at, we dive into data on the show. We look at the analytics. What do we do? How do we do it better? What are the numbers? And it's weird because the real, I don't want to call them ratings, but the numbers that I really look at and go, that is accurate, is the digital streams that we get because we can actually look at those. Like we can see for sure those. We had our biggest month ever, and I wasn't expecting it at all. I was actually just looking to make a note because January is always weird. We come back, it's a short month. But 30-day to 30-day, we had our by far our biggest month ever.
Cool.
And that's even, you got to understand too, not everybody listens to the podcast. Most people listen to the radio show. Some go back to the podcast. Some just listen to the podcast. So I guess my whole reason to say that is we just appreciate you guys listening and you're listening here. So you are making that number happen. And we do get on the radio and go, hey, thanks for the ratings. But just if you're listening to this, you are absolutely affecting our livelihood, and we're trying to make the show as good as possible. And sometimes it's terrible, but that's because we're trying to make it great. We could be consistently pretty good to good every single segment if we wanted to. Now, sometimes we're awful, but that's because we're trying to be great. I would compare it to hitting a home run.
Swing for the fences.
If you're going to swing hard, you're going to miss sometimes. But you're also going to launch it and possibly make the Hall of Fame. So that has been our approach with this show. There are times we go on the air and we come off and I go, well, that was a big old bucket of horse dung. But there are also days I leave and I was like, that's awesome. Nobody does that. So that's our mindset. It is not the typical radio mindset. I promise you that. Where most stations and program directors are like, okay, we need to keep the ratings at this point. If we can just keep them here and do pretty good. But we go and we try to attack it and most times it goes pretty good. But thank you. That's my point. Thank you. Another thing that's been happening is people are like, hey, we'd love to hear the podcast earlier. Now, here's the situation. We can't post a podcast before the show's over. I mean, we can't post it if we haven't done it yet, right? But there is a way, I think, that we can actually make it sort of happen. Scuba and I have a meeting about it yet, so I don't want to say it right yet.
You haven't told Scuba yet?
I don't tell Scuba anything. Here's a little late-breaking thing. I don't tell Scuba anything. We talk about things, and we decide.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you already have in mind what you...
Right. No, I'm talking to Scuba about an idea, and I'm going to get his feedback on it, and then we'll go, do we want to do this or not?
You want our feedback?
There are two people that I depend on completely for from outside the show in, and that is Scuba and Mike D, and for different reasons. Scuba is over everybody, is the umbrella that covers it all, takes care of everything, sales, promotions, make sure we're in here. He's cracking heads if he has to. And Mike D is the person that I work with creatively every single day, really all the time. And then once we get in the room, obviously it's Amy. And then it's, what are you guys' names again?
I'm Eddie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys over here.
Yeah.
I plug and play with you guys, you know. But that's the situation there with that. I thought it was pretty cool. Phone lines, you got like 1 minute to call, and then we'll grab some calls in a second. 877-77-BOBBY. A story that I would not talk about on the show, but I will talk about here. And I posted it on Twitter yesterday, and I said, this is a literal what WTF.
Oh, saw that.
Oh, my God.
What on
Wait,
earth?
Wait, I didn't.
You didn't?
No. What is it?
You will say WTF.
Yeah, and you know what? I give you permission to actually say it. That's we're only on the podcast. A Louisiana teacher has pleaded guilty to giving her students cupcakes laced with blank.
Oh.
Cocaine.
Okay, that's your guess. If you know, don't say. Laced with blank.
I saw this.
Okay.
Now I can't.
Ray, do you know?
Weed.
Okay. Morgan, do you know?
Yes, I know.
You know. Okay, well, just you two. No, just Lunchbox.
No, Ray guessed weed. I said cocaine. Is it? Are we too hardcore?
You're not hardcore enough.
No, man. No.
What's more hardcore than weed or cocaine? I mean, meth.
Oh, what's that stuff called that's killing her? Fentanyl.
Mm.
Dude, he'll never get it.
No, if you'd have said jism or sperm.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Her husband's
what?
Sperm.
I don't understand sperm. That.
I don't either. I don't even get it.
Dude, that first word you said, is that a real word?
I don't know. It's post-show, man. Let's go. Let it hang.
But is that a real word?
Let it all hang out.
Okay.
Google it, Eddie.
No.
And then push Google images. Hit image.
No.
What?
A Louisiana teacher's pleaded guilty to giving her students cupcakes laced with her husband's sperm. Cynthia Perkins, 36, admitted to a slew of disturbing sex crimes. And there's a lot. And it gets really bad.
Yeah.
It gets worse in the story. But I just don't understand that part of it. Like, what do you get from it?
And they both have to be involved in this, obviously.
She'll be sentenced to 41 years in prison for all the stuff that happened.
That's awful.
Like forever. That's awful. I'll say this. The other stuff is worse. The other stuff that she did is worse. But I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My mind doesn't understand what you get out of that.
You don't hear that one.
Like, how do you come up with that? Are you sitting at dinner?
That's my point. My mind doesn't understand.
Hey, honey, I think we got a good idea. I know you're going to take cupcakes to school tomorrow. Like, you think we should add some extra to the batter? What?
Oh, yeah, I mean...
No, like, who
or
comes...
maybe...
Who goes with it first?
Maybe they... For like weed brownies. Somebody accidentally eats the wrong brownie or the wrong brownies get put... What if they made those cupcakes for some... And they took the wrong cupcakes?
Why would they make those...
Eddie, I don't know.
Because that's what they're into.
What are they into?
Sperm cakes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, something is...
Instead of crab cakes?
On Cook Network or... Yeah. Buddy and Duff.
I don't think we're supposed to understand how this happened. Otherwise...
Yeah, true.
It wouldn't be as weird.
What?
Cigar Michael Jordan smoked is up for auction. A New York-based auction house is offering an unusual piece of sports memorabilia, a cigar that Michael Jordan smoked.
How much?
It's only starting at $500.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah, but it's starting.
First bid?
Well, back in the day, we talked about this. In September of 2021, Michael Jordan's underwear were auctioned off.
Oh, yeah.
It started at $500 and went for $3,340.
A little steep.
We could probably go in on this together.
No, why would we want this?
But what would you do with
it? Yes. To resell it.
It'd be so cool to have.
I don't want it. I think cigars are disgusting.
You think if we bought it for, say, it went up to like, I don't know, $800, mm-hmm. we could resell this for $1,000?
In a year? Or when he dies?
No, when he dies.
When he dies,
five
really?
Years.
Okay.
Or when another documentary. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess because like if Babe Ruth's cigar went for sale now, I guess mm-hmm. people would buy that.
So there's that. I don't want to get. I think cigars and smoking is just really gross.
Well, you don't have to smoke it, dude.
I don't
you
like
put it in a
I don't
case.
Even like looking at it. Like a smoked one. It just is disgusting. It's been in someone's mouth. Southwest Airlines. We're talking about that. Bringing back alcoholic beverages. Let's see what else I have here on the old list. Jimmy Robbins is on the Bobbycast today. Just an excellent, excellent long form interview. He was in with Maren Morris. And then, remember, he wrote...
Oh, that
he
guy.
He came in with the guitar.
He wrote... He's got so many songs, that number ones. And he talked about coming in with Maren, and Maren has two guitar players, and they're both sick, and she called him. And he's a super successful songwriter. And she's like, would you come play? I got to go play Bobby's show. And he's like, yeah, sure. That's how he ended up here.
So he doesn't play normally.
No, he's a songwriter. He was an artist. He had a record deal back in the day.
Got it.
He has 10 number ones that include such songs as Sure Be Cool If You Did, Blake Shelton. Thomas Rhett, It Goes Like This.
And it goes like, ooh.
Maren Morris, I Could Use a Love Song.
I could use a love.
He wrote Jake Owen Beachin'. He wrote just tons of songs. Super fun. He dropped out of school at 14.
Wow.
To do what?
Interesting.
Music. MySpace.
Legit.
I believe, and he tells the story, his mom died, and they were obviously sad, and he's kind of sad and lost, and told his dad, he goes, I just want to do music. Can I quit school? And you have to hear the story, but he did, and his MySpace landed him a record deal. That he was one of the first ones to do that. You know, everybody's doing it now. That's how you actually find people.
I mean, can you imagine going to your dad at 14 like, hey, man, I'm ready to leave school?
I can't because I didn't have
go one. For it. Oh, no. Dang it.
It's good, you know? Good one, lunch.
Nice. Set
I can't.
I was more talking to Eddie on that.
I can't. Learn. I probably could have quit school. I don't think my mom quit school when she got pregnant at 15, so she quit school. She had to.
Oh.
So she quit school, and I think if I'd have been like, hey, you quit, I think I could have quit.
Did you ever think about quitting?
No.
No, that was my ticket out.
It's crazy, yeah.
No way. Yeah, I think I probably could have quit school. My mom, before she died, went back and got her GED, which I was so proud of. It was freaking cool, man. I mean, she was probably, but you got to think, she wasn't that much older than I was. I mean,
16 years, yeah.
Yeah.
So when you go
get your... Not a full 16 years, mm-hmm. but yeah.
When you go get your GED, do you have to go to school?
She studied. Okay. They sent her the work. She studied. Then took a test.
Got it. I didn't know if like you had to
Billy
actually
Madison.
Go to
kindergarten for a couple days. here's a clip. This is clip one. He had a pretty big following on MySpace when he was a teenager. Here you go.
I dropped out of ninth grade and just treated MySpace like a job.
You dropped out of high school?
Yeah.
What did your parents say about that?
They weren't thrilled. I started doing the MySpace thing, and I turned that into a living.
Wow.
Yeah, I was making a living when I was like 15. So I was in a band with some guys that were older than me. They were 18. And 19, and my dad signed a piece of paper giving the singer permission to take me to the hospital if anything happened.
Wow.
It's a really good podcast. I know maybe, you know, his name is not that known. He's a super successful songwriter, but that's not a job that really makes you famous. But today, go check out the Bobbycast because it is an excellent episode. Okay, there's that. Amy sent me a text last night. We never got to the colorblind story you wanted me to tee up for you yesterday. I told you on air, like remind me, and you did, but I had another segment we had to do.
Right, we just didn't get to it, so.
I will do it now. Not a great story, but I am wildly colorblind to dark colors. If you put a dark black and a dark blue beside each other, they just look black. A dark red, it just looks black. Especially beside each other, they all kind of fall into. I was with Caitlin outside the other day, and she was like, what do you think about the windows? You think they won't be green with the black? Because they kind of look dated. And I was like, huh? She was like, they're green. She goes, oh, I forgot. Not she forgot, she just didn't think about it. She just thought I saw the green. So my question to you is, do you ever see the green in the windows of our house?
I guess I'm going to have to look.
Mike?
Yeah.
Is it the...
And so then I was disgusted immediately. I was like, what, is this 1983? Because we bought a house that is an older house.
It is. It's unique.
Very weird. We can say weird. And we've been trying to wipe the weird out of it at times. But the windows are green and black on the outside. And so now we're having somebody paint it. But I've lived in it never knowing it was green. And it's just weird that I can't see that. It sucks that I can't see that. But then I go, okay, what are some things that I can see or hear or think that other people just can't get there?
A lot of things. You think a lot of things that no one else can get there.
Which
I'll
is
be
my
honest
point.
With you.
We all have, you can all see things I can't. You can all think in ways I can't.
Yeah.
I can think in ways you can't. Dogs can see colors we can't. They can hear things we can't hear.
Smell.
The cones in their eyes. So with all that being said, there are probably aliens.
That's
this
where you
is
went.
The story.
Oh, here we go. This all of that to get to that.
Because
there was nothing about the
from
windows.
From the green and the
aliens.
Windows, mm-hmm. this is we're
because
we have
as
aliens.
Humans probably just can't see
the aliens.
What they are mm-hmm. like? I can't see a color. What if the substance they're made of we just aren't able to see with our eyes? It's not crazy to think.
What are they? What's up? What are they doing?
That's the thing.
Studying
we don't
us,
know.
Probably.
No, they probably don't care. And I've made the analogy before. Don't even know where I heard it years ago.
You think there's one in here right now?
Don't know. Here's the thing. You're walking in the woods. You're on a trail.
Yeah.
Having a good little walk in the woods. Hey, listen, there's woods everywhere. Woods as far as you can see. And you see 4 feet off the trail a big anthill in the middle of the woods. Do you go over and kick the anthill just for the sake of kicking the anthill to be like, ha ha ha?
Not anymore.
No.
Used to.
Unless you're a kid and you're an idiot. And yeah. Even then you learn once, probably don't do that anymore.
Yeah, because they'll bite you.
We could be the anthill. Why would someone want to come kick us? Just because we're not being invaded.
No, you're missing the point. At one point in our life, we kicked the anthill.
And maybe at one point in our life.
Like there's got to be some rebel kid aliens.
Exactly.
And then maybe they're here.
Good one, Amy.
Maybe that's what we're seeing.
They would have already kicked us, Bones.
And what do you think about these professors who know, and I can list every kind of science, right? Who are experts in all of these sciences. Who go, yeah, there's probably a pretty good shot of it. Who are way smarter than us because they've studied things like light year travel, mm-hmm. space, energy. Mm-hmm. And they go, well, based on what we know, which is far more than us, we think there's a good shot at it. Like, what do you think? Do you just think you're smarter than them about something they've been studying their whole life?
No. I know there's a good shot at the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl this year.
There's not, though.
You sure there is?
Okay.
Like, people can say whatever they want. And no, there's no proof of anything.
Well, but they're not saying it. Their theory is they're taking all their data and creating a hypothesis that there is life out there. Very different than us. Like, I know this is a fiction book, but I don't want to say it because I don't want to give away. Well,
Cat in the Hat.
No. Green Eggs and Ham.
No, but I just won't say what I was going to say, but I'll say the book. But it's Hail Mary, and it's so good. It's from the same guy that did Martian. And it does make you think in that way, Bobby. I think you would really enjoy it. Like, it made me think of aliens in a different way. And, like, an alien that was in the book was just made up of completely different properties and survived in, obviously, a completely different climate than us and things. But then they were able to learn how to talk to each other, and it was really cute. And I actually got emotional about the little alien.
Okay, now I feel weird because Amy joined my team, and she made it weirder.
Yeah,
we didn't know what an atom was until we had the science right. to get to be able to actually see
yeah.
and study atoms. So I'm not saying there are little green people out there, but I'm saying there's no way to know there's not. We are not just our solar system. We're nothing. You ever see it? You ever zoom back on it?
Yeah.
We are. If you looked at the United States, we on Earth, I would compare us to a pencil on the ground in Toledo. That's how big Earth is to the entire United States. And that's all we can see is that pencil. We can see the length of the pencil. We've looked at the pencil. But we've looked 10 feet around the pencil. Yet you're still on that pencil going, I'm for sure there's nothing in this whole United States. How do you... You can't even get off the pencil!
See, this is what I'm talking about. You think about things that...
I know, but then when you think about that, it makes me think about how we can get so wrapped up in like our little bubbles here in our own little world and things that are going on that like don't...
I do that in
there are things that absolutely matter for sure, but we can get so caught up in things that like just don't matter. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, how much time do we have and what kind of life are we living and what do we want?
When do you guys have time to think about all this?
I don't know. Now I'm thinking about it right now.
I think about it on airplanes when I'm flying.
Okay.
Yeah. And I look down and I see 100 houses together and I go, there's 100 different individual lives into that one person. Their life is the center of the universe, and they have so many problems and things and good and bad. But when you just get up a little bit, you go, there's 100 just right there.
Yeah.
And so.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, they're green. The windows are green. Who knew? Who knew? But I can't see green. And now, so I've called a guy to come paint them all black, which will look the same to me. And it will look like I spent money to have it exactly the same.
So when he comes to you and says, how do they look? You're going to be like, looks the same.
Nope, I will say...
Well, they look great.
I will say Caitlin.
Caitlin, go check it out.
He will look at him and say, so what do you think about aliens?
and aliens, it's not even about aliens and spaceships. It's about just there being more, period.
Yeah.
Is
more than what we know.
There?
There's always more than what we know.
Sure.
In the history of us discovering, there's been more than what we know. We've discovered more than what we know constantly.
But technically, that could be aliens. Like, if they find another kind of... organism that they never knew existed in the forest, that could be an alien because it's an unknown organism.
Yeah.
That's why the word alien is weird to me.
Correct.
So I like to say...
Beans?
No.
Life form?
We don't even know if they would be like organic. It could be made of laser.
Wow. See, now that's just, whoa.
way out there.
Well, anyway, Amy, thanks for bringing that back up. They're green.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it. I do want to get some calls. Let's see here.
You still there, Lunch?
Well, you guys just get so deep, dude. I'm like...
Some people wouldn't even think that's deep. Some people think that's dumb. But one person's dumb is one person's...
Well, I mean, the alien talk is dumb. a little bit dumb to me, but I'm...
But to me, it's bigger than aliens. Aliens is just a part of that. It's like there's so much that we don't know. We think we know.
And we'll never...
We'll never know. That's kind of why I'd like to see this Earth thing play out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, you want to be here for the end?
I'd like to see how it ends.
Yeah, you probably won't.
And if I... And you know what? If me having to be here and suffer through that is part of it, okay. I would like to see how it ends, though. When I start a book, I just can't wait to finish it. When I start a show, I just can't wait to get to the end. I don't really enjoy processes.
Oh, you don't enjoy the moment of the show?
That's
you...
enjoying the life, like right now.
I get it. I just want to see Earth start, Earth end. I want to binge Earth.
Oh, you don't like the in-between.
I want to binge Earth.
That's weird.
Episodes 3 through 9.
I'm going to drag it out.
Kind of boring. All right, let's go over to Brandy in Pittsburgh. Brandy, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, morning, studio.
Morning.
I just wanted to thank you guys for all the podcasts. Really enjoyed a 37-hour cross-country road trip moving my 23-year-old daughter to her new life.
Wow. Where's her new life? Space?
Her new bubble?
With the aliens?
Yeah, Arizona.
Yes, aliens.
Yeah.
So wait, I bet you're from Pittsburgh. You drove to Arizona. That's quite the haul, huh?
Yes, it was crazy.
Do you feel good about it? Like, you feel like she's safe? Are you happy for
her? Oh, yeah. I'm excited for her. She did the college thing, graduated, was working actually for one of Mark Wahlberg's company in Pittsburgh for a little bit, and found a great opportunity in Arizona. And, yeah, we're happy for her. Sad that she's gone, but she worked hard for it. She deserves it.
You sound happy, but...
She sounds like she's going to cry.
A little sad. That, yeah.
I mean, yeah, a little bit. Her baby sister's really sad, too.
But you sound quite young, right?
I am 43, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you're normal.
I'm married young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, normal. And you have a...
she had a baby when she was 20.
You have a baby at 10?
I was 20, yeah. Yeah, my husband and I got married. I fell into his life plan. He was done with college when we met, so we got married.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm sorry. Keep going. I thought you were done.
No, it's okay. No, I just said we have adopted and bio children, so.
Pretty cool.
Hey, it's awesome.
So does Eddie.
Yep.
And Amy. So does Amy. Amy has adopted, and Lunchbox has bio, so all together we have adopted and bio.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. And I have Ray.
You guys have adopted each other.
I have Ray Moon.
Ray has eggs.
Who I try to take care
of. Oh, yeah.
2.5 kids.
Brandy, you just spent a lot of time listening to the show on podcast. Can I ask you, would you tell us what, if you heard, this is a tough question because I ask it to listeners sometimes. When you hear we're going to do this certain bit or you hear us do the bit, you're like, oh, I like it when they do this bit. Like, what is it? What segment do you like?
So we all love the games. Mm-hmm. We all love the games. And that was fun to be on a road trip because we could kind of try and play along and, you know, beat each other to the answer.
Do you like music games, trivia games? Do you like, what? Like, can you give me some?
Probably trivia games were fun on the road trip. Music games, my husband and my daughter that are traveling with are way better at those than I am. So trivia games were fun to listen to. But I also got to tell you the BobbyCast. We listened to the Ben Rector episode and the Morgan Wade episode, which was totally fun because we listened to the episode and then we would like put their music on and it was cool to like listen to the interview and then listen to the music and then kind of dissect that.
They were both really good. I'm not saying that about me, but both of those interviews, I found Ben Rector and Morgan Wade to just be like amazingly open and vulnerable with their stories and both inspiring in a way.
Yes, they were so cool. We loved that.
All right. Well, anything you hate?
And no, not that we hate, but can I give Mike a shout out for his movie podcast?
He would love it.
Because my daughter really loves movies and superheroes and Marvel and all that stuff. So we listened to the Oscar episode, and she was like screaming at the radio when he was talking about how they should have a category for like the highest grossing movie and how none of those movies she was, because she loves the Spider-Man, like obsessed with Spider-Man movies. So it was kind of fun.
Well, we appreciate that you'd spend that much time with us. Heck, I'm here for 5-6 hours and I get annoyed with us. And the fact that you spent that many hours with us and didn't hate our guts, we appreciate that.
Yeah, it's awesome. I do have one question for Eddie, if I can.
Mm-hmm.
So as we were traveling, we had to stop and pour windshield wiper fluid into the car, and she was doing it, and it was kind of a hilarious thing, and it was kind of late at night and looked like we were struggling with this car. And a nice older gentleman, we were somewhere in Oklahoma, I think, like walked over and was like, hey, do you need help? And we both were like, nope, no, we're good. We're good. We're good.
See, I'm telling
traveling
you.
Traveling alone, like, step off.
Like, it's hard.
Sorry.
It's hard because you want to help, you know, you really want to help someone, but you don't want to freak them out because you're really just trying to be like, do you need help? They're like, no, 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 lock the doors, get out of here.
I think there are things to consider, right? Each situation is different. I think if it's nighttime,
yes,
tough. It's tough at nighttime to trust. I think depending on what part of the country you're in, sadly, I think people are nicer in the South or expected to be nice in the South. Yes, that I can understand. But you know what? Good for that guy. Still asked. And
sure.
Yeah.
You guys said no.
Maybe it's worth the embarrassment. Just go up and ask and whatever.
I think so. Thank you, Brandy. I hope you have an awesome weekend and congratulations on your daughter being happy. And just thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. That's a good call. Leslie in North Carolina is on. I want to go say hi to Leslie. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Bobby.
What's going on?
I'm so excited that I got through.
Well, we're excited, too. What would you like to say?
Just, I guess, tomorrow's my birthday, so I figured I'd call in, give it a shot, and just to let you guys know that you guys have helped me through so much. I'm on my third year of medical school, which is almost over, thank God, but these past two have been pretty rough on us. So I listen to you guys on the podcast whenever I can.
I'm happy to hear that medical school is so tough. I'm happy.
You want it to be tough, right?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, you want it to be tough.
I want it to weed out the wimps.
Yes.
I want it to be so tough that people are like, oh, this is such a struggle because you were smart enough and hard enough working to get through it. I don't want.
I got all D's and I'm still a doctor.
I don't want.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to just be able to be a doctor, you know? So I'm glad to hear that. And I'm glad to hear that you're hanging in there, too. What else were you saying?
No, it's just, I guess, just with COVID, it's just been different. It was definitely different than my first year. So, you know, but at least there won't be any Zoom doctors because they did prioritize us at least when it came to just keeping us in the classroom and stuff like that. So it's been good just to even have you guys. It's about an hour drive away from where I live. So I just turn you guys on in the morning. If I don't catch you guys, I turn you guys on in the afternoon after a rough day at the hospital. So just thank you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And
happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Hope you have a great weekend and good luck. You're lucky you get a birthday on a Saturday. That's pretty cool.
Yes. It's one. Yeah, and today is my day off, so it's kind of like a long way.
All right, Leslie. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye. One more call. Mason in Ohio is on. Mason, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. How are you guys?
Doing pretty good. What can we do for you?
Well, I was calling to see. I've been a server for about 3 years, and I was wondering, I know you're in the industry, what your best and worst experiences were.
Well, worst experience, you can easily say you worked hard and they didn't tip. I think you understand that. So I'm going to go ahead and eliminate that from busting my butt and then or rude. Universally, rude sucks, but it's not something that is only done to servers. But what I struggled with, what I did not like was when people would ask for like a high chair, high top, whatever for a kid, and they would eat crackers, and the crackers are all over the carpet when they leave, and you have to clean it up.
Oh man, I don't think about that.
It's a difficult clean if there's carpet, and also it's tough to clean if there are other tables around because you don't really clean the ground or the tables. You can't really sweep because dust goes up. So when a baby's eating in a high chair, eating crackers everywhere, and it's all over the ground. That's a hard situation.
Okay, can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
What do we do as parents? Because it happens. It's going to happen. They're going to spill all this food on the floor. And should we try to clean it up before we leave?
Liquid, not so bad. And we can have Mason talk about this too. If you can't see it, not so bad. It'll be gotten when they clean the carpets, or won't. But the food like that, yeah, if you can, that would be nice.
Just try to clean up a little bit before
that,
you leave?
That would be nice. Okay. Or, you know, now a lot of times that, you know, they'll build in a tip if the party is such and such over.
Yeah.
But when a tin top comes in and they need two high chairs and they're asking for crackers and you're just like, oh my God. I hope, one, that my tip is reflected on the work I'm doing. And then I just hope it doesn't get all over the carpet because that's my section and I've got to clean it up. And if it's dirty, you can't see people there. So that was an experience that I didn't like. Best is just like seeing how great people were and how much they looked out for you. There were times where I was really financially struggling and I didn't ask for it, but people would just be like, I'm going to give you an extra generous tip today for no reason. And I think, and I've said on this before, I am a big tipper because I've worked in service and now I've had enough success where I can. And so I do try to take what a few people did for me and try to do it actually all the time now for others. And then hopefully they will be able to do that. And in some weird way, it's a web that spreads and more people are able to pay their light bill, you know? But I would say just the kindness of folks. There were some real douches, but there are real douches in real life too. But I think just the kindness of folks. I think I wrote about one of my books. I spilled a tray of drinks on a guy when I was waiting tables, whole tray. Left me a huge tip with a note. Hey, this happens. I'm paraphrasing my own story. This crap happens in life. It's not, if you drop the drinks, what are you going to do at once you do? Dude was just covered in it. Left me a huge tip.
That's cool.
And I still remember that. Still remember that. That had such an impact on me that I'm sitting here 20 years later going, dang, I dropped a tray of drinks on a guy and he tipped me big and left me an inspirational note. So that's what I would say, Mason. What do you say?
I think you hit it on the head. The people that treat you well and are happy that you're working hard and recognize that feels the best for sure, I think.
You ever have babies come in and leave crap all over the floor? Is that at all relatable to you?
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
I'd say for that, it's like from a parent's perspective, to just make an effort that you kind of try it. I've had tables ask if they could sweep up the mess and stuff, and I appreciate that, but obviously I wouldn't let them.
That's cool.
Just pick something up with your fingers a little bit.
But like, the thought. Mm-hmm.
Kids running around is always a thing, kind of in your way. That's always a little annoying.
Especially when you can't see them and you're carrying something.
Yeah, I know.
Because you're focused on the carry, and then there's things. It's like a dog in the house sometimes. If there's a dog running around and you're doing something else and the dog is like, oh, crap, you trip over the dog. Imagine doing that with a,
Yeah, we try really hard not to let them run around.
Four entrees.
But sometimes when they're done eating and they want to get up and run.
Yeah. Mason, anything else?
I think that's it. Thanks for... I got through.
Oh, you cutting out. But hey, we appreciate the call, man. Keep up the good work, I guess. I assume he's a good waiter.
Yeah, sure. Sounds like one.
He's got the voice of a good waiter.
Yeah.
All right, that's that. I'll do one more little segment here, and then we will call it a weekend. Both Morgan and Mike sent me this. I guess this was on a BuzzFeed article, maybe. The plane thing. If the plane's crashing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, how would everyone react on the show if the plane were going down? Who would be the first to pee their pants? We'll just do us four here. Who would be the first to pee their pants?
The first to pee?
I know Amy. It. No, yeah. Lunchbox.
Probably Lunchbox.
For sure, Lunchbox.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you talk a big game, but you definitely pee
I'd
your
probably
pants.
Be asleep.
Yeah. And you wake up and be like, oh!
Pee my pants.
Mm. Okay, here we go.
I peed my pants.
Who would pick up their phone and try to make a call?
Bobby.
Yeah, I'll probably do that for the plane crash.
Yeah.
Like, multiple things connect. Who would try to make out with the person sitting next to them?
Me.
Yeah, Lunchbox.
For sure.
Who would just
peeing.
I'm sorry, I peed.
Who would order another drink?
Me.
Yeah.
Or Lunchbox.
Yeah.
I would definitely order a drink.
Who would start plotting on the plane who they would eat if it landed and you were sorry?
Bobby. He's already doing that
now.
Yeah,
already doing
and
that.
I'm probably
I did that at first turbulence mom.
Okay, fine, eat me.
Who would place their oxygen masks on themselves and not help anyone else?
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Probably steal somebody else's.
They tell you to do that. They say.
But not help anyone else.
You put it on yourself so that you're equipped to assist others.
I'm just telling you what they say. Even when I have my kids with me, they're like, hey, you put your mask on. Worry about them later.
Kid, I'll trade you this lollipop for the oxygen mask.
Who would put their headphones on and pretend like nothing's happening?
You, Bobby.
No, Bobby, no.
No,
he's already got his headphones on.
I don't
know. But I don't know about nothing's happening.
Yeah,
that's tough.
I don't know if that's any of us.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Wait, what about who's going to rescue everyone?
I don't. That wasn't one of them.
Oh, and it wouldn't be you.
That'd be me for sure.
Okay. Oh, Eddie's just mad he got picked for everyone. Nothing.
You're not a rescue. Well,
I would have gotten the drink.
I didn't get picked.
No, I peed you.
Oh.
He peed you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's weird.
All right.
What I meant to say is I picked you to pee.
Okay.
But. That is it. I think we've said it all. Anything, Amy?
Just say we've said it all, Amy.
We've said it all.
All right. You guys
neck.
Your neck hurts?
Yeah, I keep trying to look back at them, and I have to turn my whole body. I don't know what happened.
Why you never look at us?
Yeah, I mean.
What happened?
You do have a nice back.
I don't know. I woke up like this.
Hey, Maren.
You woke up 41? That happens sometimes. Yeah. All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend. See you next week. Bye.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And don't go gently, y'all.